Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I'm really excited to teach you all about conceiving with love. And I'm here with my good friend, Denise Wiesner. Say hey, Denise.
Hi, Kay, and everyone.
And she's author of this new book, which is a whole body approach to creating intimacy, reigniting your passion, and increasing your fertility. So I know so many of my clients are in their 20s and 30s, and I know that they are thinking about conceiving, maybe not just this minute, but it's coming up in the next few years. And there are definitely some things they can do to conceive with love and with like an approach that's integrative medicine that involves good nutrition and just good practices. So Denise, I'm really excited to learn what you have to say.
Great. Where do you want me to start?
Well, give us some tips. So like if you're in your 20s and you're just getting off birth control and you're just starting to think about having a baby, what are some things you should be thinking of?
Well, I think it's really good to have, like you said, proper nutrition, really get the body in a receptive mode. So this book not only talks about, you know, what you should be eating and exercise and sexy foods, but also this, it educates women about what really happens in their body. Because a lot of young women that I work with don't really even know, like when they have cervical mucus, like what it means, and they don't know what's fertile and what's not fertile, and they don't know just a lot about their own body. So this book has a lot about anatomy and physiology of the body and also about intimacy and sexuality. So it's great for learning about that.
I think they don't teach us enough in grade school and then in human sex ed classes that we take in high school and junior high and college even about those kind of things. So what are some physical signs that you can tell your body's more fertile?
So when you're, first of all, it's true. They don't teach us at all. So anyway, when your body's fertile, when a woman's body's fertile, what happens is the mucus, the cervical mucus, that's what they call it, it changes. Usually it's kind of tacky, like if you put it between your fingers, it's like pasty kind of, or, you know, it could be lots of things. But then when it becomes fertile, it stretches out between your fingers, kind of like raw egg whites. Mm-hmm. And that means that your body, sperm can live in that, and your body could get conceive, you know, means you're going to get ready to ovulate.
Oh, interesting. So there are some physical clues, like your temperature slightly increases when you're ovulating. Now, of course, they have all these ovulation kits that you can follow and track your temperature. And like, don't they have really good kits right now?
Yeah, they have like ovulation predictor kits, and they have, you know, you could track your temperature, but I think like by your cervical mucus, instead of having to spend a lot of money, it's really the best way for young girls to know if they're ovulating.
Yeah, so pay attention to that, like little things that you notice in your body. And I know that some of our 20-year-olds are like, what? I am not anywhere ready to have a baby, and I'm planning to wait till I'm 30, 35, or I can't find the right partner right now. So like your body definitely goes through changes. Nobody tells you this, but your maximum fertility is in your 20s. So those of us who want to wait till we have an education and a good job and like the whole life that we planned, it's sometimes not such a good idea to wait.
And I see a lot of women in, you know, yes, that's true. And I see a lot of women in their 40s, you know, that all of a sudden are like panicked. And that panic and stress doesn't help our fertility. So I like to kind of think about fertility, even if you're not trying to have a baby, as being like your healthiest, most vital, most juicy self. That's what I call it. So, I mean, and that's sort of, you know, fertile in life. Like you're doing what you love and you're not having a stressed out life. You know, you're just really feeling, you know, you get out in nature and you're doing yoga or whatever, just you're really feeling juicy. That's a good fertile sign. And you don't have to want to conceive.
And when I think of juicy, I think of some of your celebrity clients. So am I allowed to say, like, Chrissy Teigen, I know, is in your book. And so you had a really amazing experience with her fertility episode in childbirth. Can you tell us about that?
I was really lucky to go to her IVF transfer, and her husband, John Legend, couldn't be there, and she put him on FaceTime. We're so lucky we have FaceTime, right? He came on, and he thanked her for everything that she was putting her body through to conceive this child, and I could just feel the love between the two of them. It was really special, and that's the kind of thing that I'm really talking about in my book, is really intimacy and love and passion and getting your body ready.
That's so romantic to thank her. Men don't think enough about like what a woman's body has to go through. It's a whole ravaging transformation, becoming pregnant and the hormones that rack through you and everything. It's very romanticized, but it's a lot.
That's because you have a lot of kids.
Having had 4 kids and 1 set of twins, I can tell you I was not a girl who loved being pregnant, but I tolerated it and it was a miracle.
Well, I loved being pregnant.
Did you?
I thought it was the most amazing experience ever, but I didn't have twins, and I only have two kids, not four. So maybe there's something in, you know, having twins, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. That was an intense first pregnancy, but I didn't know what to expect, so I just was like, okay, I guess this is it. I'm going with the flow. And then I operated, I was, you know, in surgery. It was my chief year of residency at UCLA. I think I'm one of the only surgical chief residents ever to have twins in her chief year, which is the hardest year where you're on your feet, you're operating, you're doing like 10-hour cases. And luckily I had a research time when I got a little time off my feet.
But, you know, that's happening with our age women. You know, it's sort of like really juggling motherhood and working. And really, that's a lot for women. I think back in the old days, we didn't do so much of that.
Yeah.
We got to just be pregnant. But women are amazing, and I just love to empower them about their bodies, their minds, spirits. What's even possible? The fact that you did that means that's possible. People can. Maybe there's a little price to pay, but you did that, and you should feel so proud.
Definitely. Definitely. It was an achievement just having twins, carrying twins, and they did well. And Chrissy got pregnant, too, Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah. So she had a baby boy, yeah.
From that pregnancy where you were there.
Uh-huh.
And then did you advise her of anything special in terms of diet or practices, yoga, meditation?
She's wonderful. She's really, you know, she has lots of people to help her. And really, she, you know, I think she was cooking. She has a cookbook out. So she gave me an autograph of one of her cookbooks. And, you know, in that, it's kind of funny. There's like mac and cheese. But because she, I think her mom is, I think they cook a lot of Asian food. Uh-huh. And, it was amazing. Yeah, I think she knew what to eat and to take care of herself. Yeah.
Good. What are some practices that a woman who's having trouble getting pregnant can do in terms of any specific foods you recommend or some practices that may improve fertility?
In terms of food, I kind of call it the like fertility diet, you know, and it's really individual, right? So like if you're, you know, you notice that you have dairy and you're like mucousy and gassy, then maybe dairy is not a really good for you. I know that's sort of personal. I take most people off dairy, but not everyone. It just depends on the culture and how they digest it. Also, there's inflammatory foods like a lot of wheat in the diet. I will have people kind of lessen the amount of wheat, and that really means less processed foods, right? Like no pastries, no bread, no pasta, just really eating foods as we see them as grown in life, in nature. So lots of fruits and vegetables, and I, you know, it's hard sometimes when there's vegan patients, because I'm a proponent of that, but veganism, they don't have as much protein, and protein is really important. So it's really, if someone's going to be a vegan, then it's better, you know, they have to really be very, really eat well, right? So I'll add things like goji berries, and because they're really good for sperm and eggs, and pumpkin seeds because they have zinc, and, you know, and a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables for keep the gut healthy, the microbiome, which is our bacteria that live in our gut. And I kind of individualize it. So depending on, but those are some just general guidelines.
That's awesome. Is there anything that makes the female eggs better, not just the sperm better?
The eggs, I mean, it definitely getting more blood flow. So I do acupuncture, and that helps the blood flow. It helps a woman relax, right? When we're relaxed, there's more blood flow to our reproductive organs. But when we're under a lot of stress, then the blood gets diverted to the adrenal glands because we need to like run from the tiger, right? Mm-hmm. So really doing meditation and, you know, aside from just foods, just really taking care of the whole body, not just, you know, eating well, meditating. And then I wanted to say one more thing. There's a lot of women who overdo it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're sort of like, they don't eat a morsel of sugar. They exercise so much. You know, it's almost like, and they're very stressed. You know what I mean? Like the type A individuals. Mm-hmm. So in that case, maybe like doing everything perfect isn't really the most fertile choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's kind of getting in a good body weight as well. Is important.
Yeah, you can definitely go the opposite way where you're obsessing and exercising two or three times a day and like feeling that you have to eat everything exactly perfect and you can never splurge or indulge. And that's a recipe for cuckoo.
And you know what I wanted to say, which is so perfect for you, is that we can see a person's like face and vitality by looking at their skin. Right? I mean, we can tell so much when I have patients that have like lots of rashes or they have yeast overgrowth on their skin. I know that their whole system internally is not doing well. So skin is a really great, you know, you can see in the skin or the eyes also, and the eyes sparkle. You know when a woman is really healthy, right, and vibrant.
Yeah,
You definitely do. I think one thing that helped me get pregnant, I was also having trouble getting pregnant when I first had twins. And I didn't get pregnant till I actually like paid attention to exercise and cutting down on some excess weight, because your estrogens and your hormones have to be balanced. So if you're a little heavy, your fat does store some of your estrogens, so they're not circulating freely and helping your reproductive cycle. And so I do think like losing 5 to 10 pounds is very beneficial
if you're overweight. And then I work with a subset of women like with polycystic ovarian syndrome. Not all of them are overweight, but a lot of them have glucose and insulin issues. And so there are specific supplements I'll put them on to help them, you know, balance their blood sugar, which is also really important to get pregnant.
Very interesting. Are there other celebrities you can tell us about, specific cool things that you've done? Not really.
No.
We'll just keep it secret.
Confidentiality.
All that HIPAA patient stuff. But suffice it to say that you've come into a very cool niche where you get to advise these amazing women about, like, you know, this very important chapter of their life.
Yeah, I mean, there's it's not only celebrities, it's just like people who don't, anyone, when you get to see their, when they bring in their baby to, you know, to me, and they often do, it's just the most amazing to see thing to see the next generation, mm-hmm. right? That just helping a woman have a family is really special.
It really is. How can we help people connect better these days when everybody's finding their mate on an app and, you know, texting each other and not learning how to tune into eye contact and face-to-face time and words?
So in my book, there's so many, in Conceiving with Love, there's so many practices that, you know, that talk about this intimacy thing, like eye contact and hugging, and actually eye contact for 4 minutes.
Ooh.
You know, that's a lot. But there are some studies that say that when you connect with someone for 4 minutes of eye gazing, you become very intimate.
Wow, I think that would be very uncomfortable. I'm going to have to try that.
It's actually quite profound. I've done eye gazing a lot, and I've been brought to tears with it. I have some stories in Conceiving with Love about that. Eye gazing is important. Melting hug, where you get to hug your partner without, you know, like clothes on, perhaps, just where you're just hugging for a long time, really feeling each other. Touching. Another thing I often say is no electronics in the bedroom, please.
Gosh, that's really hard to do.
Yeah, because I think what really disconnects us with in terms of intimacy is because, you know, we're finishing up emails. That's really sexy, right? And you know, got to do this on the computer, finish up work, and then electronics are also not good for sperm. So, you know, a lot of men put their like laptop on their lap or put their cell phone in their pocket, and it heats up their testicles, which is not good for sperm.
I tell my children that all the time. They have their laptop on their tummies. I'm like, those are my future grandchildren. Move that radiation off of that belly, you know.
I say the same thing to mine. I'm like, get that laptop off you. Because, you know, it's not really great. So
yes, don't radiate your gonads with your laptops, please.
Right. So I talk about that. And also, you know, it's important to make time. I think that's the thing we all don't have enough of, right? Is how, you know, a lot of my couples are exhausted. Really, that fatigue factor allows them to, you know, not connect. And then, of course, they have to do it when they're trying to conceive, and that's a whole problem and a chore.
That's a whole other stress when it becomes a task that you have to conceive because it's time to conceive, and then you're stressed, and you don't have time to relax, unwind, or connect, and you just have to get it over with.
So in Conceiving with Love, I have this whole chapter on foreplay. And it's not just like foreplay, what, you know, doing down in the penis and meets vagina, but it's foreplay, just like fun things to do together that builds intimacy, because so often we don't have that. We don't have enough of that.
That's very true. It's very hard to get rid of electronics in the bedroom and to like spend time and actually to be rested enough to be connected to another person, because work takes a lot out of you and relationships take so much out of you to like, you have to find time to give that part of yourself. It takes a lot.
Yeah, you have to actually schedule it. As sad as it is, it's really scheduling, like, okay, I'm going to stop this. My 9 o'clock is my, you know, put the work down, and I'm going to spend time, you know, with connecting to my partner. I think that really goes a long way in this day and age.
And also, people say don't look at your cell phone first thing in the morning. Like, for the first 2 hours of the day, be very internalized so that you know yourself, your thought process, what's occurring in you before you let the outer world attack you. Because once that phone gets there, it's not your thoughts anymore. It's the rest of the world bombarding you.
Yeah, I mean, I think our nervous systems aren't really made for this level of communication, you know, with electronics and emails and texts. I think it's a little bit much on our nervous system. So people are really wound tight these days.
Any advice out there for up-and-coming authors? I know you're going to help me publish my book one of these days.
Mm-hmm. I think my biggest advice, definitely do something you love. But I think where I'd love to is just it's hard to get the word out. So do a lot of marketing, market for authors, you know, just to really, you know, figure out whether it's good to self-publish or get it published by a publishing agency to sort of understand your goals of what you want to accomplish.
How did you set aside time every day to write?
I love to write. It's so inspiring. And I think this just came to me. This was really a labor of love, no pun intended. It was a labor of love. I loved writing it. I loved helping people, women, and it just felt like it needed to be, talked about, spoken about. You know, it felt like sex and intimacy and fertility needed to be connected.
That's so true. And I'm so glad that you've done it. Such a passion project for you. And I've known Denise for 11 years now. And we made friends sitting by the pool at Lake Arrowhead. And it's just really awesome to see this idea come to fruition for you.
Thank you so much. And it's been wonderful to watch you also, you know, and all things that you're doing and helping women. And it's amazing. And I'm also very inspired by you, Kay.
Well, you'll have to come visit me in Pasadena at my office and work in, anytime you want. And your skin is amazing too. So where can people find you, Denise, on Instagram and your various handles?
I'm Denise Wiesner, Wiesner. LAC is my Instagram and my Facebook handles. And then I'm also DeniseWiesner.com.
And you guys have to check out her book. Find her on Amazon. And Conceiving with Love. Learn all the secrets of this fertility expert who's helped the most amazing women out there, Chrissy Teigen and lots of celebrities and lots of normal girls. And just everyone needs to enjoy some passion in their lives. So thanks so much for tuning in, and don't forget to stay beautiful. You can find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, DrKay, and my website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com, and that's where I have all my amazing skincare for that glowy, sexy, fertile skin. And don't forget to check out Denise. That's it for now, everybody. Stay beautiful.